The Columbus High School football program has a new leader, and we're going to bring him in right now. Monday night, it became official. Andy Ryan is the new head coach of the Cardinals, and we're excited to talk to him right now. Coach Ryan, thanks for the time. Excited to take the reins at Columbus?
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks for having me. Super excited for the opportunity.
Now, the job came open, and I guess was that something right when it opened up? Did you think that you had interest in the head job at Columbus?
Yeah. I was here last year doing defensive backs and started doing the strength conditioning stuff here around December, January. And it's just such a supportive community and such a supportive school. And I just love being around this amazing coaching staff and thought it'd be a great fit for me.
Can you talk a little bit about your football program or your football background and where you learned the game, where you played the game, and philosophy that you're bringing to the Cardinals?
Yeah. So I went to Lancaster High School. Lancaster is known for a pretty good program. Legendary coach John Hoke was a tough program down there and really developed the love of the game for me and taught me a lot. So I'm excited to kind of bring some of that here.
Now, you said you came to Columbus. Just what intrigued you about Columbus and when did you get the coaching bug?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, I was having a conversation with some of the players that I knew from here. I live on the east side of Madison. It's pretty close to here, and started to follow them and just fell in love with some of the players that I got to know. And they talked so highly of the school, of the coaches, and how the program fit. And it reminded me of home. So it really does feel like that to me.
And Columbus is a sports town, too. That's kind of cool knowing you're going to a job where people are passionate about Columbus football, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Now, how much did playing at Lancaster help you there as well? Because, I've seen many, many Lancaster games. That's a program where, they expect to kind of be, to make deep runs in the postseason every year. And Columbus is kind of the same thing, where Columbus people, they love their football. How does a passion tradition help you when it comes to football?
Yeah. When you grow up in Lancaster, you're growing up with a football in your hand from the day you're born. So just kind of expecting to win, expecting a lot from the kids, from the off season, in season, and just attention to detail and building that tradition. And tradition never graduates, right? So just kind of building that year after year and continuing it.
We're talking with Andy Ryan, the new football coach at Columbus. Now, Coach, Columbus, obviously, last few years, they've had one heck of a run. What have you seen? What has made Columbus so successful here over the last few years? And I guess, what do you look for coming up here in 2024?
Yeah, I think, like you said, the tradition has already been standard here. Everyone loves football here, and everyone's bought in. So I just think continuing that buy-in and building that off-season and get them ready for fall.
What do you think has made Columbus good over the last couple of years? And I guess I'll ask you that first. What do you think has made Columbus so good the last couple of years, and how do you look to carry that over into next season?
Yeah, I think it's how important the attention to detail we do in the off-season. The amazing coaching staff we have and the supportive community and supportive administrative. I think it all trickles down into the sports programs.
Do you feel like, obviously, you're going to put your own touch onto the program. When people probably ask offensively and such, what types of things do you like to run? What should Columbus fans, we're so early, we named the coach a couple days ago, but just what should they expect from your team? I mean, do you have different philosophies than what maybe has been run over the last few years?
Yeah. A little bit different philosophies. That's something, let's come to the first game and kind of find out and see what kind of team we're going to be.
Coach, numbers-wise, where are you at right now? Do you know where you are heading into the offseason? And obviously you had a pretty good graduating class, pretty good players that have moved on. But your thoughts on what's coming back for 2024?
Yeah, we got some good leaders that have had a lot of playing time last year, some young talent as well. And so looking to build off of what we did last couple of years, going to state 2 years ago and winning last year, going deep in the playoffs, and just keep building off of that.
One of the things I've heard from some people in Columbus, you made those runs, you won a title a couple of years ago, but the kids that are coming up right now were probably just getting into football, maybe seventh, eighth grade, sixth grade. They saw the success and they saw the hard work. How big is that to have those kids kind of watch what the kids above them did to build this program?
Yeah, it's huge. Like everyone's going to say as a head coach, is it starts at the youth program, right? And if you see success up there, it's only going to build that passion even more. So we're going to continue to build that and get the next level up as well.
Strength and conditioning wise, you mentioned you've been in charge of that. Just kind of talk about the importance of strength and conditioning and what's expected of the kids as they get ready for 2024.
Yeah, yeah. I think strength conditioning is a huge part of it. If you're not doing it now, you're kind of behind the role a little bit. So my biggest role here is I'm not trying to break the kids. We're trying to make them harder to break. So prevention of injury, any injuries that do happen, get them back on the field safely and get them back in the field more efficiently. And just creating bigger, faster, stronger athletes.
How big has it been that you've kind of been in the building here the last, you know, if this had been a job that you'd have been somewhere else and you got the job, how big is it when it comes to, because we're less than 2 months away, six, seven weeks away from actually, you know, getting out at practice. How big is it that you're kind of familiar with the program and the kids and things like that?
It's huge. It's huge. And that's why I'm so excited. You know, I got to know the administration, how they work. I love working with them. They're very supportive. They're great. The coaching staff as well, coaching with them last year, such an impressive coaching staff, very knowledgeable, have a lot of years under their belt, and these kids as well. I mean, they work hard, they're talented, and it just keeps reloading.
Do you have to hire a staff? Do you have most of the staff intact from last season?
Yeah, most of the staff's back. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, Andy, I appreciate you giving us some time here. And again, I look forward to seeing Columbus, you know, get back out on the gridiron. I'm sure we'll see you on Daily Dodge TV at some point this year. I appreciate the time and good luck.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.